for April the 8th, 2019. Mr. Andre, can you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler. Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rose.
Here. No recognitions or commendations I'm aware of. If you look in your package, we got the meeting minutes from March the 11th, 2019. I think they're okay. Y'all don't have any questions? Do I have a motion?
Move.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Andre, second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Committee reports. Public Works. I'll read the Public Works report. Total rainfall for March, we had 4 events for 1.6 inches. No drainage issues were reported. 1 SCADA alarm at the lift station. It was due to an electrical malfunction. Just for the record, we got a bid to replace that panel today, and it's about $4,500, so we're looking for another bid. We're receiving bids on, oh, there, I jumped the gun. That came in today. The bids for the Bourgeois Station electrical panel. We'll probably put some money in the budget for some of the panels next year also. We had 0 out of compliance test results at the sewer treatment facility. 2 culvert program installations, 1 on Live Oak Drive, 1 on Richard Street. On April the 16th, we'll open the bids for our street overlay project. Our internal audit, MWPP, is complete. We have on the agenda today to pass a resolution. We have no personnel incidents to report for our maintenance department. Bulk pickup is this week, so any trash you want to put out this week. Our extra pickup is on April the 26th. And as we discussed last week, be mindful of our personnel out there cutting grass. Grass is growing, so our guys on the streets a good bit, so keep an eye out for those guys.
How many panels total?
Just the one, but when the electrician looked at it, he looked at a couple other ones, said some of the other ones are getting old. We probably need to replace some of those. We do them all at once.
That, and I also noticed, and it just might be, I know we just had a ton of rain, but when you go on Branch Street by the middle street, and that S-curve, had a ton of water holding them dishes like it wasn't running anywhere. I don't know if there's something blocked right there. It's like it's backed up right on that S-curve.
Okay.
And it might just be coming around.
Is it the water coming my way or going toward the school?
It's in Randall Bowen and Bowen water right there.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know if it flows under the road or anything, or if there's just something blocked where it's not getting where it needs to go. It just looked more than I thought it should have been.
Yeah, I'll have Shane and him take a look at it. See what we can
All
do.
Right.
Anything else on the Public Works? All right, Finance Committee, we got budget to actual in your package today. We're in good shape. We're going to have a lot of spending here coming up with cameras and street overlay here shortly, so that number should get more in line. Planning and zoning, consider zoning of school board property for the new Brule High School. Yes, sir?
I'll talk to that.
Okay.
This is the 100-foot strip or so that we, that you all approved the annexation to the town of Brule on November 12th of the entire piece of school board property that the school board bought last year, that they are building the new Brule High School on. The vast majority of that property that was already in the town of Brule, the entirety that was already in the town of Brule, is zone C1. This is not a rezoning because it is a zoning, so we don't have to pass an ordinance or anything, but I believe that Bourgeois was correct, especially in the committee meetings last week, that you all need to vote to recognize that the zoning of this property will be the same as the remainder of the because the strip that was annexed is not a separate piece of land that was bought by the school board, it's part of a larger piece that was already bought, it just happened to fall outside town. So you all really need to vote to recognize that this strip, now annexed 5 months ago into the town, really will have from henceforth the same zoning as the rest of the property.
Did you write that up in the right words?
Yeah, y'all need to vote on that, but y'all need to have that in writing to vote on it now. There's a provision of the annexation statutes that allows the school board to waive formal notice of this by certified mail, etc. That is the document that we discussed with committees as we draw
and Wes signed on
and have Jason per resolution sign off on it. And we will record that document.
Okay.
But
we're not at that point yet.
No, we are at the point right now for you all to approve.
He creates a document, get it signed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He gets a word.
You all just need to approve that this property will have the same zoning as the remainder of the property that it's part of.
So let me just clarify something. Right now, prior to the annexation, it's currently ag.
No, the town does not have ag.
Correct. But
the parish has ag. So right now, if
no man
without formal action, it's nothing.
It's just, but out there. Because it's ours. It's in the town limits now, and we don't have ag.
So we have a piece of property with no zoning classification that we annexed, but we're not changing the zoning.
We're giving it a zoning.
I understand.
You're giving it a zoning. It's not a rezoning. You are zoning it. It's just like,
prior to them building the Oaks, it was all one. They grew sugar cane on it. We don't have an ag designation.
Well, and that's a rezoning. This is not a rezoning because it's a piece of property.
It wasn't a rezoning. They didn't have to zone it.
But it didn't belong to the town.
Yeah, it wasn't ours.
So it's got to be zoned for the first time.
I'm just saying, we didn't have ag, but they had ag on it.
Yeah. And so it would really be nonsensical for y'all not to do this because the remaining piece of property that this piece that happened to fall outside the town that they bought is already zoned. It's already zoned, but I'm asking y'all to zone it as, which is C1.
R1.
The entirety of it had fallen in the town of Brule, y'all wouldn't need to take any action because it would have stayed C1.
Wait, so it's going to be R1, right?
R1.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, R1.
Okay.
It would have.
Okay, any other questions?
All of the school board property.
Trustee Blair, you have a question.
No, I just want to make sure we're consistent, that's all. Because, I mean, further on, we see something.
We haven't annexed anything in the Coon's age, and this is, this is property that.
Yeah. Okay, anything else?
I just need, motion.
Yep, okay, so we have a motion to recognize zoning to remain the same as the property that the school sits on now?
R1.
Yeah. R1. So moved by Ms. Bourgeois and a second by Mr. Richard. Any questions from the audience? Any further questions from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. So Tommy, we'll get that drafted up for Jason and Wes.
Drafted up for them.
We'll once it's done and signed, we can provide you guys a copy of that if you want. Do it. Or if nothing else, we'll just notify you once it's completed. Recreation Committee? I don't think we have anything there. Personnel Committee, consider hiring 2 part-time police officers. Chief?
Okay, need to hire 2 part-time people. A couple of them we had. Either can't put in the time when we need them or they had quit over ages here. So first we have Sylvester Oob. We talked about him last week. He's pro-certified. 15 years in law enforcement, good matrix, drug screen, everything's good. We'd hire him $15 an hour. Can we do them one at a time or together?
One at a time.
Okay. And we start them off 15, so that's what we pay all the part-time people.
How many hours are you looking at working them, Jonathan?
Just as needed.
Just whenever?
Just as needed. Somebody, it saves a lot of money when we have somebody calling sick or something to get somebody like that to come in. Instead of paying overtime, we can pay them 15.
Okay. Do I have a motion to accept Mr. Sylvester Oob at $15 an hour for a part-time basis? Moved by Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Andre. Comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right, Chief. Welcome aboard, Mr. Oob.
That's him right there. He's, we need to do that, I'm sorry, retroactive like 3 weeks ago. I forgot to look up the exact right date, but we had him come in and do some training.
Do with Blaine and make sure.
Okay, just got to.
Y'all go with 3 weeks?
Yes.
3 weeks retro? Okay.
That we've been getting paid. And next we have Mr. Stephen Wallace. He's been in law enforcement since the early 80s. His last job was assistant chief at Central Police Department. He did that for about 5 years. I'd like to hire him on. Everything's outstanding, all his previous work history and everything. Good matrix, good drug screen. We start him out at 15, like the rest of them. We're just going to do him today. We was waiting on some of the paperwork to get processed. Part-time.
All right. Do we have a motion to accept Stephen Wallace as a part-time police officer at $15 an hour? Moved by Mr. Andre. Second by Mr. Richard. Comments from the council? Comments from the audience? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank y'all.
Thank y'all. All right, police committee, we don't have anything?
He didn't make any recommendations.
Do what? Governmental affairs committee, Ms. Boudreaux, anything? Nothing? No vetoed ordinances, hearing or final action on ordinances, we don't have any. Introduction of ordinances, we discussed this at the committee meeting, it's time for a budget adjustment. So I'd like to have someone introduce an ordinance for town budget adjustment for 2018-19 fiscal year so we can discuss that next month.
Do that.
Introduced by Ms. Bourgeois. And an ordinance for our sewer budget adjustment for 2018-19 fiscal year. Someone introduce that?
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Daigle, introduce that. All right, and then ordinance for rezoning of 731 East Main Street from C1 to C2. Tom, correct me if I'm wrong, we have to introduce an ordinance to change that zoning.
That's correct.
He came here and talked about that zoning change at the committee.
If y'all want that to come up for public hearings for planning and zoning at the council,
yeah, and
got
so,
to be introduced as an ordinance or the process doesn't start.
So it's introduced.
You're going to reason. We've had one a couple years ago. Introduced, but it's
so when it's introduced, it'll go to planning and zoning, and then it'll come back to us for the final vote.
It
starts the process, so you can
it
get it here.
It won't come back to y'all until.
Okay, resolutions. Consider resolution 2 for our DEQ self audit. That's just a formality. We have to pass a resolution stating that we did the audit and the audit came back properly, came back satisfactory. We have to do this every year. It's an internal audit. The only time it's required is if the state comes in and does an audit of our sewer system, which they did, and we had it. So we just need to pass this resolution. Shane does this every year. So do I have a motion to pass Resolution 2 of 2019 for our DEQ self-audit?
I have one comment before we vote on that.
Yeah, sure.
So in the body of it, it says that the report is attached. And not to jump.
You didn't give us any
too much. Okay, so I guess my question is, and Tom, it's more related to you, can we approve this without it being attached?
Well, you gotta approve the resolution. the resolution, once approved, will be attached to the audit that gets sent to DEQ, right?
Yeah.
That's the only way to word it.
No, I get that, I'm just saying, we're voting on something saying it's attached, and there's nothing attached. That's my only point. No, it seems like minutia, but we're making a decision on it, and...
Well, you never, it, the, to attach it to this one that's in your packet, it would...
You mean physically attached?
It would have had, but it will be physically attached to it before it is sent to DEQ.
Now,
if y'all don't want to approve the resolution because you hadn't had a chance to review the audit, that's on y'all.
Yeah, I mean, we can push it till next time if you want, or we can get it attached and pass it next time.
If y'all haven't read the audit, then you may want to read the audit before voting on the resolution.
They're finding?
Well, it's a self-audit, we do ourselves, and we just fill out and measure and do all the measurements that's required and file it away until DEQ...
It's a self-audit.
Till DEQ comes and asks for it.
It's an annual reporting requirement that y'all have to make. This will be attached to that.
We can push it off till next month and attach it and...
But if you attach it, you're going to have to stick it in the packet with the whole thing.
The whole meeting minutes?
Yeah, I mean, this is, there's no other way to do this.
So can we change, we can't change the wording in a resolution?
Well, it's going to have, you're going to attach the resolution to the audit because they're required, you're required to send it in with an approved resolution.
Yep.
Otherwise, it's kind of a useless resolution if you don't attach it to the audit.
Sure.
If you're going to attach it to the audit, that's what the resolution says. Take that language out, then you're sending them a resolution without the self-audit, and so it's kind of a hanging resolution.
I mean, you know, it's up to you guys. If y'all want to wait, we can add it and put it in a big old package, and or we can pass it as is, whatever y'all feel comfortable with.
I don't think we've ever attached it to the whole thing.
We didn't last year.
How many pages is it?
Pretty big. I have it on my head.
Yeah.
Okay, again.
Now, the next one, we can talk about the next one. The next one has got serious problems.
Well, I got that one marked up, too.
I'm seeing this for the first time tonight. Okay. So that one, the next one is, has got serious issues.
Yeah.
There is no list to even be attached to. Well, it's a single item resolution.
Yeah, that changed this afternoon.
Yeah.
And it's clean enough. Okay,
And that one, I agree that you wouldn't approve it without attaching the list to it.
Right, because it's listed below.
Yeah, and you can't approve a surplus items without knowing what you're approving surplus. But that's yep. That one. This one, I think...
All right, so let's go back to Resolution 2, and we have a motion to accept Resolution 2 as presented to review.
Again, if council says it's okay, I'm not trying to... The antagonistic here. I mean the attorney. I'm sorry.
I think it's perfectly fine.
If it's okay, that's fine. Because to me, it looks like we're voting on a public document that's not there. So, but if it's okay and it's a self audit, I'm okay with it.
It's a self audit.
Okay. I mean, if y'all want to take a look at the self audit, if you think you're going to have problems with the self audit that's going to be attached to this, that's the only issue.
That's fine.
All right, so we're back to the DEQ self-audit, Resolution 2. Do I have a motion to accept Resolution 2 of 2019 to review the MWPP Prevention Environmental Audit Report? I guess, well, that's right. We introduced it last week, did we?
No, it's not.
No, this is just a resolution. This is not an ordinance.
Okay.
This is not an ordinance.
All right, so we're just going to vote on it?
The resolution says y'all have reviewed the self-audit. If you haven't reviewed it, then you may not want to vote on it.
Yeah.
Let's wait till next month's meeting. I suggest we wait till next month's meeting.
That's the biggest issue. By passing the resolution, you're saying you've...
Let's give you guys a chance to come in and check it out. We got a copy here at the office.
Okay, that's a bigger issue than whether it's attached to it or not.
So if you guys want to come in and check it out, we'll put it on the agenda for next month.
Do we make a note that we defer an action?
Yep, we'll defer action.
It's not introduced, no second, no action. We don't have to make a note of that. It just goes away.
All right, next resolution. Well, Jonathan, you want to tell us what your plans are for the car?
Yes.
What year is it, by the way?
Look down.
1999 Crown Vic.
Oh, 08, 09.
It says 99.
It says 99.
Oh, yeah, it's like a 08.
Can it be driven to mill?
Yes, ma'am. We've been having a car sit back there. We don't use it. It's one of the ones we got in the sheriff's department trade with the pickup truck. And it's fully outfitted. We took the radio and simple things out of it. It's just been kind of hanging out in case we really ran out of cars. Chief Anthony Morrow from Melville Police Department, they down to one police car. And he stopped in here on the way back from going to Plaquemine trying to see if they had something for him. So we had that car, and I meant surplus it last year, so.
Chief asked me about this last week. There's at least three things that have got to take place. First one is for you all to declare 1999 Crown Vic surplus.
It's 2008.
Yeah.
Are we sure? Is it an 08?
You want to go run back that time? You want to go run left?
2008?
It's a 2008.
Okay. Is that the right VIN number?
I don't know.
That's what you said.
This says 99, so I don't know if it's...
He probably took a picture.
The second thing is once you declare it surplus, then once you can decide, you can do it tonight, you can wait a month.
They need one back.
There is a specific exemption in the Louisiana Constitution, Articles 7, Section 14, that doesn't allow public entities to donate property, to allow one law enforcement entity to donate it to another law enforcement entity. Specific exemption. And so, if you want to allow the donation of that vehicle to Belleville, you can approve that tonight, but you may want to wait and approve it next month because we got to do a cooperative endeavor agreement, and I don't have any of the information I need from Melville to be able to do that thing.
Can we do it all at once?
You can do it all at once if you want.
I suggest we do it all at once when we get to cooperative endeavor, and we can pass the surplus and the cooperative endeavor all at once, and then it's done.
Sounds good.
As opposed to doing just the surplus and then trying to get to cooperative endeavor and then doing it later.
That's fine.
I'd rather do it all at once. You guys okay with that?
You just got to have Melville give me the information.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
So,
special meeting.
What I'd like to do too, I wanted to pick your brain. I think I asked you about it. We talked about a value, right?
Yeah.
Is there any number that you can put on that car?
The last two that Addis sold, that was the same year that ran, went for $300 a piece.
Right. And
so it would cost us, if I paid one of my officers to take all of the decals off of it and take every last piece of police equipment out of it, it would cost more than that to take stuff off to even sell it. That's right. State surplus.
I just want the public to be aware of
it's doing us a favor giving
the tax money that we have in there and what we're donating to them. We're not donating a $10,000 ride to Melville.
They sold two and Addis just like $300.
Okay.
That was Joy Reed bought them and he drove them home.
So they need this now.
They do, but that's
Yeah, I prefer the cooperative endeavor being done when we surplus and donate all at the same time.
Yeah.
That's just my personal feeling. If you guys feel that way, I say we do it all at once next time.
I hate to wait.
Oh, that's the best.
I really do. I think it's a good thing to do, particularly if they need it. But
we got the title.
We do.
Yeah, let's get to work on the cooperative endeavor. Right. That'll be on the and we'll put the resolution in there.
No problem.
For the one surplus item?
Yeah, and there's some things on the resolution that you would need to adjust, because now it's...
Yeah, trust me. I'll just lay eyes on this.
Okay, yeah, we'll take care of it. Yep. All right, we'll take care of that.
I sure appreciate y'all.
All right, thank you, Jonathan.
Take care now.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, police department report. You gonna stay up there? You gonna let somebody else do it?
All right. It ain't being auctioned, it's...
The Brule Police Department report for March 2019. We had 5 alarms, 12 warrant arrests. We actually had 2 animals at large, as one at the bottom as well. We had 3 civil complaints, 10 miscellaneous complaints, 4 disturbances, 1 DWI arrest, 47 no insurance tows, 7 crash reports, 1 damage to property, 1 battery, 3 unlocks, 4 traffic complaints, 2 harassment calls. We had 1 drug-related incident, which was on a traffic stop. We had 2 thefts, which were credit card thefts, 3 suspicious persons, and 2 medical calls. For the month, we had 110 total complaints, 229 total citations, with 318 total violations.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. Mayor's report, I don't have a whole lot. We had a lot of rain in a real short period of time yesterday, and I talked to Shane last night, and we didn't have any major incidents. So that was a good thing, but it was only like 1.25 inches, but it just came so fast. So Shane, when I drove home last night, I had water in my yard that I'd never seen before. So maybe that's what the problem was across the way. But I'll check on it.
A lot of water.
Yep.
I go to it so often it just struck me as a lot of water.
Okay. Remarks of personal privilege, anybody?
I attended the groundbreaking for the new high school.
Oh, yep. Miss Bourgeois was at the groundbreaking.
And
did you get a good shovel load of dirt?
I hit the shovel.
There we go.
And Don Neesley and I rode around Thursday with the heavy rain. Shane Sauerdett was out, and the guys were out working in the rain, so everybody was trying to do what had to be done.
Yeah. While we're there, Shane, let me just, do you remember on Courtney Estates in that back corner by Wayne Talbert and having some issues right there and in that back corner? Do you remember that years back?
I remember something over there.
Okay, all right. Because we had an issue the other night. Yeah, we had an issue the other night, and he said it's been hanging around for a while. I might pick your brain after the meeting just to see if you remember.
I might have to go look at it.
Okay. All right.
He came to a meeting.
Yeah.
Before he worked in another little house right there.
All right. I'll talk to you about it. We had a little issue there. One, some stopped up sewer, but it drained off pretty quick, and we were able to take care of it before any problems happened. So, anybody else? Mr. Kershaw?
All right. I'm going to give a quick parish council report. Apologize, Rusty, for turning my back to you here. I always feel like I'm leaving you out. The parish is completing the Sid Richardson Road project. That's where you can exit the backside of Addis and get out all the way to the 1148 or whatever road it is that separates West Baton Rouge from Plaquemine. We've been working on that for a while. Should be finished within the next month. That is, shoulder work needs to be finished, and then the striping, and then that project will be finished. The water system, we're supposed to have a test well dug by the end of this month. Unfortunately, the people that are digging the test well haven't showed up yet, so they're running out of time, but they still promise they're going to have that test well dug, which is at the Lewis Mook Center on Court Street. So we're still hoping that happens. We still have 3 landowners that I know of that haven't given the right-of-ways to lay the 20-inch main to the Brule Water Tower. That's phase one, we call that. We hate to use the word expropriation, but if we can't get it. And the problem is they don't want to, it's not that they don't want to do it, it's the airship from several generations that people have died and stuff. So we're trying to chase that down, but if we have to, I think we're going to expropriate it, but I hope we don't have to do that. Probably the first thing I should have talked about was traffic. Scott and I and the mayor of Addis and several other people have met with DOTD several times over the last month. Unfortunately, every time they tell us something, about 2 days later they change and do something else. So the project that they're working on, they said they're working as fast as they can. I can't hardly believe that. So, but I think it is what it is until it can finally get finished, and then we go forward from there. We talked last week about the two bills that are in the legislature, which opened up today to help us with some traffic issues. We're looking at establishing an early voting place here south of the Intercoastal Canal. There's been some talk about that for several years. We've looked into it with the Clerk of Court, the Registrar of Voters Office, and the Secretary of State's office. We think it's going to cost us somewhere around $15,000. Some of that is just startup money, which will be one time. Some of it is ongoing money. So we're going to supposed to form a committee to take a look at that, but I think that'd be a really, really good idea to move one south of the Intercoastal, be open for a solid week, starting on a Saturday, ending on a Saturday. So that should really help people get out and vote. And speaking of voting, the parish elections are this fall, 2019. I just want to mention that the elections will be this fall. The people that are elected will take office 1-1 of 20, or the first meeting in January of 2020. But the key issue there is 2020 is going to be the census data. Once you have the census data, then you have redistricting. So this election here is going to be probably one of the most important in my mind in a long time, because there's been so much growth south of the Intercoastal Canal. Right now we have 3.5 council members on this end and 5.5 on the north end. It may be time, they don't want to, but it may be time to have more districts on the south end, because you got to go where the people are. So the redistricting is a very complicated process, very legalistic. You got to go through the Justice Department, and you got to do everything by the book, or else they won't approve it. So that's going to be a huge process to undertake. And then the last thing I want to say is that the parish is looking at amending their ordinances. We do not have a zoning classification for assisted living facility. There's a group of people that want to look at putting one in between DC's Grill and the Chinese restaurant, but we don't have a way to fit it in. The closest thing would be a nursing home, and assisted living facility is not a nursing home. So we're going to have to add a description of what an assisted living facility is and figure out what zones those can fit in. So we're going to be working on that too. So I'd be happy to try to answer any questions anybody has. Council, mayor, audience, Tom. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kershaw. Anybody else? Yes, sir.
We touched on the Relay for Life last week. As we know, despite the weather and moving indoors, it still raised just under $16,000 last Friday.
Yep. Thank you guys for being out there. I know y'all had to blow up and jump stuff and all that, so that was good. Anything else? All right, announcements. Landmark and Heritage Committee meeting will be Monday, April the 15th, tax day. And with that, do I have a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it.
When is that next meeting? Shall I
use this
group? You told me, but I didn't write that date down.
Well, why does April 12th?